The Meaningful Money Retirement Guide. Everything you need to know and do for a secure and happy retirement. Written and read by Pete Matthew. Dedication. Having a supportive family provides an incredible foundation on which to build good things. They will encourage you when you're feeling low and bring you down a peg or two when you get too big for your boots. They will ground you. Best of all, a loving family provides a refuge when life becomes overwhelming. You can head home, shut the world out, and just be, knowing that those around you have your back, no matter what. I am blessed beyond measure that both my Matthew family and my Jackson in-laws embody these values. Without fail, they have loved me throughout my life. There is no way I could do half of what I do without their support. My beautiful girls are the most precious things in the world to me. My wife of 27 years, Joanne, and my daughters, Ellie and Kate. Without you, I am nothing. This book is dedicated to my whole family, whom I love with all my heart. Oh, and our dogs, Maisie and Callie, insisted that I mention them here too, so there you are. Acknowledgements. I often get asked how I get everything done. I'm always surprised by this because I don't think I'm really any more productive than anyone else. I usually answer by saying that I don't watch much TV, but in reality, it's because I have great people around me. My day job is serving as the CEO of Jackson's in Penzance. We are 21 people working with brilliant clients to deliver financial planning that enables them to live their lives well. The team are all superb, a joy to lead, and endlessly supportive and grounding. Special mention should go to my business partners, Mike Caffrey and Chaz Cox, who have always been encouraging of my distracting hobby at Meaningful Money and kept me focused when necessary. Also, credit goes to Sharon Bray, my practice manager, who has brought so much of my vision into reality because she just gets stuff done. Not only that, Sharon is a visionary herself, and we're entirely aligned on what we want to build in the coming decade. I feel blessed beyond measure to have found such an exceptional person with whom to do great work. On the Meaningful Money side, my podcast co-host and best friend in the world, Roger Weeks, makes producing the show a joy. We just laugh at each other throughout, and it turns out the audience love his gentle Cornish voice more than they do mine. Thanks for giving me your time, Rog. Love you, man. Nick Mitchell is the gift that keeps on giving. He's responsible for manning the email inbox, fielding the many Meaningful Academy support requests, researching for the podcasts, and moderating the Facebook groups, ably assisted there by the inimitable Ruth Bell. I couldn't do this without your help, Nick, and I'm very grateful. And then there's my right-hand man, Kawayan Silev. I was introduced to Cal by our mutual friend Chris Marr, and we hit it off straight away. Since then, Cal has become far more than a video editor, as skilled as he is at that work. He's a strategic partner, challenging me to think and dream bigger and then working back from there to give me the next thing I need to do to move us towards our goals. Without him, the YouTube channel wouldn't have exploded these past few years. Meaningful Academy would still be something I'd like to do one day, and the Facebook community and email digest wouldn't have happened at all. Cal, you're a legend, and I love working with you. Here's to even greater things in future and a lifelong friendship. To Craig Pierce and the whole team at Harriman House, thank you for your patience and encouragement throughout the process of getting this book ready. You know that I found this one harder than the first, but without you guys, it wouldn't have happened at all, and I'm grateful for that. Of course, all this would be for nothing if no one was watching, listening, or reading. So to you, the Meaningful Money audience, thank you for your engagement, challenge, and encouragement. You're the reason I keep going and plan to do so for a long time yet. Introduction. It was about 6 weeks after we finished working for Steve and Jane that they called and dropped the bombshell. We've both decided to retire. Today, 5 years early. A few weeks earlier, we had completed their financial plan, stress-tested it, and made recommendations. As DIY investors aged around 60, Steve and Jane were delighted that all the effort they had put in over their working lives had put them in such a strong position. They had intended retiring at age 65, but when we spoke, it was clear that they were flagging at work, going through the motions and biding their time. What they really wanted to do was buy a campervan and drive around Europe. Through the planning work we did together,